This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.MuslimCentral.com/donate.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وبعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Welcome to studying the life of the man regarding who the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the sun has not risen upon a man better than Abu Bakr as-Siddiq رضي الله عنه. Meaning after the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, no man ever walked on the face of this earth better than Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. The question arises, why study Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu? The reason for this is that this was a man who was inspired by the greatest of creation sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Look, we are social beings, we live in the world, we have role models. People take different things as role models. As believers, we believe the best role model is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. In the Messenger of Allah, you have a sublime character. You have the perfect example, par excellence. The truth is, everybody on the face of this earth who is a believer in the ultimate deity loves Allah. Allah, everybody loves Allah. Even agnostics who may not believe in a formal religion, who believe in a super being, love that being. But what does Allah say? How can we love Allah? Allah says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Say, O Messenger of Allah, say, O Muhammad, if you really, really, really love Allah, then follow my example. In return, Allah will love you. So our love for Allah hinges upon the fact that we follow the message of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you do not follow the message of Allah, Allah will not love you. Allah will not love you. And therefore, for a believer, he must not only follow the message of Allah, but it is fundamental principle of our deen that we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We love Allah and we love the message of Allah. Why? Because the message of Allah was chosen by Allah. But not only that. See, the message of Allah is a muhsin upon us. His favor upon us is greater than any parent's favor. Because without the message of Allah, we cannot reach Jannah. See, Umar was once walking with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he turned to the Messenger of Allah and he said, O Messenger of Allah, I love you more than anything. I love you more than everything on the face of this earth besides one thing. That's myself. The Messenger of Allah said, no, Umar, you cannot be a true believer until you love me more than everything else. Your parents, your children, the entirety of humanity. So then Umar begins to think. And after a little while, Umar says, O Messenger of Allah, now I love you more than myself. So I found this strange. How come all of a sudden Umar changed his mind? So then I found the commentary of Imam Khattabi, rahmatullah alayhi. And Imam Khattabi says, Umar realized that Umar is nothing without the Messenger of Allah. There is no Islam for Umar. There is no Iman for Umar. There is no Jannah from Umar. There is no saving from the fire of Jahannam without the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umar would have been nothing without the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umar became Amir al-Mu'mineen later on because of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore, we are indebted to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Sahaba understood this. And they loved the Messenger of Allah par excellence. You know, for the Sahaba to be away from the Messenger of Allah for a little while was unbearable. We have the example of Bilal after the demise of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bilal said, look, I don't want to stay in Medina any longer. Abu Bakr said, why? Abu Bakr was the man who bought Bilal, who freed Bilal. So he had an element of, you know, ihsan upon him. He had a favor upon him. But he said, no, I can't bear to see these empty streets of Medina without the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he left. They couldn't bear to remain in Medina without the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this was the love that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum had. One day the Messenger of Allah was about to lead the prayer and the Sahabi came in. And he said, oh Messenger of Allah, I have a question. Just before the prayer. And there's some other narration mentioned that he was in a gathering. He said, oh Messenger of Allah, I have a question. When is the final hour? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam carried on with the prayer. After the prayer, he turned around and he asked, who asked that question? And he said, me, O Messenger of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ma adatta laha. Look, the Messenger of Allah didn't answer his question. Because answering question, that ilm only Allah knows, but it wasn't important. The Messenger of Allah said to him, what have you prepared for it? So look at this man. He says, O Messenger of Allah, I don't have too many salahs. I don't have too many fasts. Meaning, compared to many of the other Sahaba, I haven't prayed that much. I haven't fasted that much. But one thing is for sure. I love Allah and His Messenger. I love Allah and His Messenger. The Prophet ﷺ said, Al-mar'u ma man ahab. Man will be with that person that he loves in the hereafter. Anas ibn Malik says, after Iman, after Islam, there was nothing more beloved to the Sahaba radhwanullah jumain than to know that in the hereafter they would be with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Imagine this, subhanallah, that nothing after Islam, no parent, no uncle, nothing, but to be with the Messenger of Allah in Jannah. This was the greatest ni'mat. There was a Sahabi, he became unwell. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, where is he? He said, Messenger of Allah, he's unwell, he can't come to the masjid. Imagine this, he's so unwell, he can't come to the masjid. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to meet him. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what's wrong? He said, oh Messenger of Allah, I have no real illness. You know, there's no illness that you can diagnose, but I have this thought which is making me unwell. The Messenger of Allah said, what's that thought? He said, oh Messenger of Allah, when you die, and when I die, you will be in Jannah. I may not be in Jannah, therefore I will never see you again. SubhanAllah. He's not interested in going into Jannah for the sake of being in the pleasures of Jannah, but he wants to go into Jannah for what? To be with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then he said, and if I happen to go into Jannah, you will be in a higher Jannah than I will be, therefore I will never see you again. So the Prophet sallallahu consoled him. Look at the subhanAllah, he's unwell, he can't get up. The Prophet sallallahu said, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahab. Who you love in this world are the people that you will be resurrected in the hereafter. Those are the people that you will be resurrected. And the man who remained in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the most, who knew the Messenger of Allah the best, who was the closest to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Remaining in the company of Sadiq al-Amin, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Bakr became Siddiq. On the most important journey of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on land, Miraj may have been even more important than this, on land was the Hijrah. The Prophet ﷺ said, if it was not for the Hijrah, I would have been a man from the Ansar. But because of the Hijrah, because he had to undertake the Hijrah, he happened to be from the Muhajirun. Who did he take? He took Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Umar would say, for a day and a night in the life of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Umar would give all his actions and the actions of the entirety of his family for a day and night in the life of Abu Bakr Siddiq. One of those was the time that he spent with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the cave, and the other was when the Messenger of Allah passed away, how Abu Bakr remained firm for the deen and for the ummah. And he said, for this, I would give the action of my entire life. Imagine, remaining in good company. What does it do to a person? What did it do to Abu Bakr remaining in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? It made him siddiq. Not only that, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Law wuzina imanu Abi Bakr bi imani ahli al-ard la rajabi." If the iman of Abu Bakr was placed in one side of the scale and the iman of the entirety of humanity was placed in the other side of the scale, the iman of Abu Bakr would be heavier than the entirety of humanity. So, subhanallah, how did that come about? That came about by remaining in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is why Abu Bakr is an inspiration for us. Now, Abdullah bin Mubarak was once asked, "Yeah, you come to the masjid and you go, you never sit with us." He said, "I don't need to sit with you." He said, "Why?" He said, "Because I sit with the Messenger of Allah and the Sahaba." They said, "Huh?" Abdullah bin Mubarak obviously came a long time after the time of the Messenger of Allah and the Sahaba. He said, "How is that possible? You know, how can you do that?" He said, "When I go home, I read the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When I read the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I visualize as though I am in the company of the Messenger of Allah. When I read the athar of the Sahaba ridwanullah ajma'in, it's as though I am sitting in the company of the Sahaba ridwanullah ajma'in." And that's what remaining in good company does. To the degree that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved Abu Bakr so much, he was asked, "O Messenger of Allah, who is the most beloved person to you?" The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Aisha." They said, "No, but from the men, who is the most beloved person to you?" He said, "Her father." So Abu Bakr's was only the father-in-law of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had his uncles alive, he had Ali, his son-in-law, alive, he had his cousins, everybody else. But even then, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved Abu Bakr more than all of these people. Why? Because of the qualities that Abu Bakr had. And where did Abu Bakr get these qualities? From the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I often say, really, if we looked into history, I don't think you would ever find a friendship greater than the friendship of Abu Bakr and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Never. And Abu Bakr was the man who was ready to give everything for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he sacrificed everything until he became the true greatest friend of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 3 days before his demise, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam felt a bit better. He came out after the salah, he sat on the pulpit, and he said, "If I was to take anybody as a friend, it would have been Abu Bakr. But the brotherhood of Islam is enough." And then he said, in the virtue of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he said, "Whoever has done me a favor in this dunya, I have repaid that favor. As for Abu Bakr, Allah will repay him on the day of judgment." Look at the virtue of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Messenger of Allah passes away, and then all of a sudden, large portions of the Muslim world rebel. Who has to deal with it? Abu Bakr. You know, they often say, "You got great shoes to fill. You know, your father was a great man, your uncle was a great man, your boss was a great man, now you're in charge. These are big shoes you have to fill." Never in humanity did anybody have to fill greater shoes than that Abu Bakr had to fill of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The shoes that Abu Bakr had to fill of the Messenger of Allah, there is no comparison. He becomes the Khalif, he's got the army of Osama bin Zayd, you got the rebellion, you got people opposing you, the Sahaba don't agree with your opinion. What's the difference? The difference is a Nabi may make an ijtihad, and he may be wrong in his ijtihad, but Allah will never leave him to remain upon his error. Allah will inspire him. Abu Bakr doesn't have this. So Abu Bakr has to fill to a degree, you know, he's the Khalif of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he doesn't have revelation. So he has to now deal with all this turmoil. I've studied the lives of all the Khulafa'i Rashidun, alhamdulillah, in great detail. Wallahi, his caliphate was short, but it was the most difficult. If Abu Bakr did not remain firm like he did, Allah knows what would have happened. The Sahaba opposed him. People opposed him. But he remained firm until he made, established the caliphate. He stabilized the Muslim world. And then Umar radiallahu anhu came and he grew it. But the foundation for the caliphate was laid by no other than Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Umar, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passes away, Umar crumbles. Sahaba are all confused. And you know, we will study in more detail. Abu Bakr was the man that, well, they say he was the weak-hearted one. Or the soft-hearted one. He was the one who would cry all the time. Every time a verse would be revealed regarding possibly the demise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Bakr begins to cry. Now, if that's the case, then today the Messenger of Allah has passed away, he should be crying even more. Umar, lion like Umar, mountain like Umar, crumbled on that day. And who does Allah give strength to? The one who would cry on the most smallest things when it's related to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when the Messenger of Allah passes away, Abu Bakr doesn't cry. Because Allah had destined for Abu Bakr to be the chosen Khalif of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is why Allah gave Abu Bakr that strength. And this is why Anas ibn Malik would say, we were like foxes after the demise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Bakr made us lions again. Umar would say, if it was not for Abu Bakr, we would have been destroyed. And this is the man whose life, inshallah, we will study in great detail, inshallah. Hopefully over 50 episodes, we will study the life of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, the man who was the most beloved to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam out of the males, the man who had to become the Khalif after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the father-in-law of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the man for whom the entire ummah is indebted to what he did for this ummah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate the status of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to appreciate his sacrifice. May Allah keep us united in dunya, reunite us in jannah for the barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Jazakumullah khairan for watching, and please do not forget to watch the next episode. And inshallah, with your du'as, there will be plenty more history series coming very soon. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.